song on so many different dials. Cause I go more pissed than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack. Welcome to Randomania, a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random
and then we talk about it. My name is Brad. Joining me this week, as always, my brother, Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Bradley. It's good to see your face and hear your voice once again. Hey, we missed a week. Sorry about that, everybody. Life got in the way. That'll happen from time to time, but we are back and better than ever. Ready to go talk about a kind of, I don't know, unsung match here in WrestleMania lore that I don't think, you know, a lot of people probably talk about, but maybe they should. We'll see.
Well, what match was that, Matt?
Match number 264 from WrestleMania 27, April 3rd, 2011, from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, in front of 71,617 people, Cody Rhodes versus Rey Mysterio.
Cody Rhodes versus Rey Mysterio. No titles on the line this time. This is, we've had a run of title matches, but we did no title this time. Just a lot of pride. And, yeah, 2011 WWE we're talking about here. This was just before I came back to start watching again. You get the legend Rey Mysterio, who was realizing this match was fucking 10 years ago, and he was, you know, already a vet. So you're like, how's he doing it now? And additionally, you get a young, relatively new Cody Rhodes at the time, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. This is, he hadn't been around for more than a couple years, and this was maybe, well, you know, his second kind of high-profile Mania match, but it's nice seeing him getting a singles match here, and now considering what he's done in today's age, in 2021, like 10 years ago, like, he's come a long way, even that 10 years, and you're right, Rey, man, already a legend, and, like, still going. Dude was on SmackDown last week, you know what I mean? So, when we picked this match, one of the first thoughts I had was, yeah, this was in Brad's kind of dark area, so I'm not sure if he had ever seen this match. Had you seen this match before we watched it for this recording?
I did. I watched a little bit of WrestleMania 27, I think, whenever, sometime on the network, I threw it on, because I'd never seen it before, yeah. it was on or whatever. I'm pretty sure I did watch at least the first few matches of this Mania at some point, because I did remember this. And I did, when I came back, Cody, or when I started watching wrestling that later that year, Cody was still doing the mask thing. So, I mean, yep. He did that for a long time, which is a great heel thing to have an injury that lasts too long, right? Like Cowboy Bob Orton's cast or, you know, anybody else like that, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's a great example. That's the first thing I thought of, too, was Cowboy with the cast for 2 years. Like, how long is this arms dude going to be broken? Well, how long is Cody's face going to be broken? So, yeah, it's a pretty good analogy. And this is early in the card. This is, like, the second match on WrestleMania 27. So even if you just watched, you know, the start of it, you were going to see this one. So
it's also a match that, it's a singles match, right, at WrestleMania. Between, it's not, like, a high-profile match, which, to me, I don't know, always feels a little rare, you know. They're trying to do, like, if you look at the next match on this card, I don't know if you kept it playing, but it's some completely meaningless 8-man tag match that they just jammed everybody in, and I was like, these guys didn't have that happen to them. Pretty cool that they got this, a 1-on-1 singles match.
You're right, man. If it wasn't a gimmick match of some kind, right, like a Hell in a Cell or a False Count Anywhere, no disqualification, a hardcore match, or a title on the line, you pretty much got multi-man matches or a ladder match, or they just threw weird teams together. So getting a non-title singles match was fairly rare. Rey had a couple of those, though. In the pantheon of Rey Mysterio WrestleMania matches, like, he's had a few, like him versus Eddie, here versus Cody, him versus Punk, where they've had some matches that, like, he necessarily didn't have a title or a gimmick behind the match, but there was a long storyline leading into it. So maybe it's just a Rey Mysterio thing. I don't know. But for this one here, this all got started because back in January of 2011, they had a match on SmackDown where Rey broke Cody's nose performing the 619. Allegedly, the knee brace came around and hit Cody's face and broke his nose. Now, I've read both that it was legit nose breaking, but it was also storyline. So I don't know what's true. When I did the research, it said legitimately broke it, but, like, I don't know. It seemed pretty gimmick to me.
To me, it feels like a weak thing to write up, but it feels like a realistic thing to go with if it happened. So that's why I was willing to buy it, because I was like, well, I mean, that's not, you know, they could have come up with something a little deeper as far as Cody Rhodes' face being mangled. But it makes sense because he was doing the Dashing Cody Rhodes stuff. So what do you do to take away this heel's persona is to take away his good looks, right? It's sort of like the Shawn Michaels versus Rick Martel no punching in the face match, right? Like, that's kind of the same idea where these are like chicken shit heels who don't want their face broken, and now he has an excuse to wear a weapon on his face. So, I don't know.
That is exactly 100% accurate, because he was doing Dashing Cody Rhodes. Like, he had been with Legacy, they had broke up the previous Mania, they had a triple threat match, so now he's kind of rolling into the Dashing Cody Rhodes. I don't know if he was doing the mustache thing yet, I couldn't remember, maybe that was after this, but I mean, even the music, you know, the unspoken beavers, I remember on there was some documentary on the network where there was, like, backstage stuff, and it was, like, maybe it was, like, a behind-the-scenes or WrestleMania, you know, those 24 shows that they do, whatever. John Cena walking backstage in the hallways and singing that part, just going, oh! Oh, that's not gonna be worse! Oh! So, you know, I thought it was pretty awesome. That's when, I mean, even before we recorded, you and I are doing the damn thing back and forth and cracking each other up, so it's pretty great.
Yeah, I think it shows, you know, wrestlers, they're just like us. They're fans, too, sometimes, and they sing the songs to each other, which makes me feel nice.
And then, you know, more to lead into this match, too, like, so Cody had to have facial reconstructive surgery because he got his nose broken, right, which caused him to miss the Royal Rumble. It caused him to miss the Elimination Chamber. So at one point in SmackDown in early March, mid-March, Dusty Rhodes, obviously legendary, iconic, Hall of Famer, father of Cody, was on SmackDown and wanted an apology from Rey Mysterio for beating his son Faith, if you will. He took his nose off, Rey, with that knee brace. He came on in and hit him too hard, if you will. American Dream doesn't like it. And he wanted an apology from you, Rey Mysterio. And Cody's like, no, we don't need an apology. It's all okay. And then they both attacked Rey. And that was like 2 weeks before WrestleMania, by the way. Maybe three.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know it was that close to Mania, but it makes it feel a little more thrown together. But also, I mean, it's easy booking to me. I don't know. It is. Don't overthink this shit, right? You got two guys mm-hmm. Who had a thing, and just now you do the thing, right?
Yeah, that was, and it was probably just thrown in, you know, to get, you know, Dusty is so recognizable. You get some good FaceTime for Dusty, and it just helps put a little more heat on the match to get a little more fire, you know, into Ray for, you know, because they tried to take his mask off too. That had happened. Him and Dusty and Cody tried ripping the Rey Mysterio's iconic mask off when on SmackDown and stuff because, you know, just kind of build some heat. Like, even when we go into this match, there's no pre-match package.
No, it's just the only thing we see before the match is heel Michael Cole, which if you want to touch on that,
I hate it. So much. I hate it. It almost ruins this entire WrestleMania, for the record.
It probably did. I didn't like it either. When he was kind of still doing it a bit for a while after, like, I don't know, maybe a year later, even after this. He was still doing some of it.
Yeah, sort of, because he and Lawler had a match at this Mania, and then they had another match at, like, Extreme Rules or somewhere down the line, and that kind of ended it, but he was still kind of being, like, the prick Michael Cole. But it did sort of fade away, but he was still doing it. I really hated it. And I get that that's the point, right? He's supposed to be obnoxious, and you're supposed to hate it. You're supposed to want Jerry Lawler to kick his ass. But, like, holy crap, man, I think it detracts from a lot of the other stuff that's happening, and it really bummed me out. But
I get,
it's part of the Mania.
We're not here to watch Michael Cole. But also, at the same time, if Michael Cole's being a piece of shit, we're going to want to see him get beat up. I mean, it's fine. It's still the thing. They put that shit, like, second to last on the pay-per-view, didn't they? It was way at the end.
I know. It was way late. And that's the longest match at this WrestleMania, the Cole-Lawler match.
See, maybe that's their Vince versus Shane from WrestleMania 17 idea, where it's an entertainment as well as wrestling, you know.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, either way.
When we get to the arena, no pre-match package, but Cody comes out first, right? I believe he does. Yeah, Cody comes out first, and it's not the full music. It kind of starts that way, right?
Yeah.
But it's like heel Cody Rhodes music with, like, flashes of headlines on the big Titantron deal, and I thought that was really cool, and the music was really awesome too.
Yeah, the one thing it says grotesque across the thing, so
yeah, it's like headlines of, like, him getting beat up. I don't know, I really dug And you see him walking up the steps to the stage, too. You get that really wide shot when he's coming up. I don't know, man. I just thought the music was really nice, and I thought that I guess I'm going to call it Titantron, for lack of a better term. The Titantron graphics I thought were really cool. I don't know. Maybe it was just me. I was like, hey, because I didn't remember that at all.
I remember clearly. See, this is, it helps that I came in with a fresh mind watching all this stuff, so that a lot of stuff that happened in 2011 is pretty clear to me because it was new to me. You know what I mean? I was still excited about it. So he had that kind of intro for a minute, at least for sure. When he was putting paper bags on people's heads and stuff, he had all those headlines and stuff on there, yeah. Which was great. Yeah, didn't he have Ted DiBiase with him when he was putting paper bags on people's heads later in that year?
I don't know, maybe, because they were Legacy together. They had a triple threat match the previous year, Orton versus DiBiase versus Rose, but I don't know how the DiBiase alliance continued, like, after this. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it might not have been DiBiase. Hey, send us a message if you remember who was with Cody Rhodes when he was putting paper bags on people's heads. Or I'll look it up later. One of the two. yeah, but no, I like it too. I love the way he's coming out. He got his hood on, and he's trying to protect his face. He doesn't want anyone to see his face, and he holds that up through the whole thing, where you really don't see Cody Rhodes' straight face for the whole thing, which is the idea. But I mean, it's also crazy to think that you're on one of the largest audiences you're going to see ever, and as a self-promoter, you're not self-promoting your face.
I think it's just part of the gimmick, part of the story, part of the part of the producing. You know, don't show his face, and if you get to his face, he's going to turn away and hide it. It's just, you know, storytelling, man. Cody, it's what you do. Ray's out next, and he's 100% Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America, Rey Mysterio. Yeah, but it's not even, he has like the A on his head, doesn't he? He doesn't even have like any Mysterio-ing of it. It's just Captain America.
Not really, no. He's kind of, I think he's got like kind of the wing things like on the side maybe, but it's 100% like Captain America looking. But he had done, and then maybe on the back too, but he had done, this is a long line of him coming out dressed like different people at Mania. You know, he had done the Joker and Flash and a bunch of different people too. So I don't know. I thought it was cool. Nice little.
No, that's I forgot about the Joker one where he had the green mohawk, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. Yep. Yeah, so you're right. It is on right what he did. It looks good. I mean, I think it's cool looking. You know?
I do too. Yeah, it looks like I spent some money on it. You know what I mean? To get it made.
He even had those custom gloves he couldn't get off. Just. Did you see that when they were in the ring?
No.
He had to, like, pull them off with his teeth, and even then he couldn't get them off. He's
a little cool, too tight.
Gloves again. Yeah.
Nice, a little too tight. We got Heel Cole, like we said, along with Josh Matthews and Jerry Lawler calling the match. Josh Matthews.
Yeah, forgot about Josh Matthews. What's he doing? Is he on Impact or something?
He is a major higher up in TV and Impact. That's right. He used to do commentary, and he recently got pulled from that gig, but he still works there as like the producer, like kind of like a Kevin Dunn type role for their TV and pay-per-view. So he's still rolling, man. He's been with Impact for almost 10 years, because I don't think he was in WWE too long after this. So I just thought it was kind of cool hearing him call a Mania match. I was like, Josh Matthews, thought he was pretty good.
What I remember most about Josh Matthews' tenure is when WWE decided to embrace YouTube. They came up with a bunch of YouTube shows, and one of them was a show where Josh Matthews and Road Dogg were sitting locked in a basement watching terrible old wrestling clips, and it was hilarious because they were funny.
I remember that.
There was a bunch of it. I forget what the show was even called, but but go check it out. It's on YouTube.
Anyway, they're still on YouTube.
Yeah, I remember laughing very much. That's where they showed like the what's his name, the Playboy. What's his name? Where you had the weight loss powder on him?
Yeah, Playboy Buddy Rose.
Playboy Buddy Rose
with the blow away weight loss system.
Weight loss system. That's it. Yeah,
he's literally just pouring like flour over him and it's blowing away by a fan. He's all fat and huge. It was pretty great. One thing we didn't mention about Cody Rhodes is he's got that plastic kind of face guard, face mask on that you see a lot of NBA basketball players wear when they get punched in the face or hit in the nose a couple times. So that's going to play a role here. And he wears that in the promos leading into this whole match and kind of after a long time too. So keep that in mind. I posted a picture of that on our Instagram, by the way, at Randomania Podcast.
John Cone is your referee again, by the way. We got another John Cone referee.
Yeah, I think this is early John Cone, like he hadn't been around for very long. So John Cone back. Once you know it's John Cone, you're going to realize how many matches he refereed at WrestleMania. You're going to notice that a ton.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and when the match gets going, like, they're off to a pretty quick start. They're fire right away from Ray, and you get a big Hurricanrana. A nice Alabama Slam from Cody, which I always loved. You got to remember, he teamed with Hardcore Holly at one point. You know, that was kind of his babyface introduction, and then turned on Hardcore to join Legacy. I don't know if you remember that. So that's kind of, he took the move from Hardcore Holly. There's a little fact for you, buddy.
I did not know that. That's fun. Yeah. I've always been told, and I see it every time, the Alabama Slam is one of the most painful moves that you could absorb, just due to the whip factor of it. I mean, that's, every time somebody does it, I'm afraid that they don't really understand how much leverage they're creating when you're whipping them on the ground. Somebody's going to get hurt. I'm sure people have been hurt. Obviously.
It's fast, man.
Yeah. Obviously, the professionals, they know what they're doing. Don't try this at home. But every single time I see an Alabama Slam coming, I'm like, watch out. Watch their head.
Yep, head's going to whip back pretty hard. It still happens. Like, Cody still does it these days on Impact, and it's still just whipping dudes and throwing them. And half the time, they don't land straight, and they're landing on their shoulder or on their tailbone. And it's all, yeah, I'm like, this got to be fucked up.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of the match itself was that standing suplex on the ropes.
Yeah, that was...
he's just holding Ray for, like, 20 seconds, and he's just bouncing, kind of trying to be as vertical as they can. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, they got the crowd up and applauding on that one. They got them out of their seats. There was a high spot that wasn't even a high spot. It was just, it was the most, yeah, like you said, it was one of the best parts of the match. It's just a suplex off the second rope, but he held him up forever. But I like the way when he put him up, he just kind of put him up slow and just held him there. I said,
hey. Yep, slow. And you see Ray kind of itching up, and then he just holds him. And they just wait and wait and wait, and they fall back. Did you notice the Cody chants?
For sure.
During the match? Yeah,
for sure. I was like, yeah, these people, there's a group of fans for sure. Either they're right next to a microphone or there's enough of them that are definitely on Cody's side.
So you also have to remember, Cody Rhodes is from Georgia. He's from Marietta. He's from just north, you know, an hour plus north of Atlanta. So I don't know if that is also a factor, but I'm sure it doesn't hurt. Right, if maybe his friends or family get brought down to ringside, which usually happens for Mania, get a little chant going, and then everyone else picks up on it because they're like, yeah, this dude's awesome and I love this gimmick. But you got to remember, Cody's from the area, so I'm sure there's some people that have been watching this kid for his entire life.
I think that answers a lot of questions. I forgot he was from there, honestly. I'm like, oh, that answers so many questions. Like, okay, well, they wanted Dusty involved, although he wasn't, which is weird, but...
yeah, I thought Dusty might come out too. He doesn't. Yeah, I thought... Even as a distraction technique or something, but yeah.
Anyway. If he was involved in the angle, but that's the thing is Cody, yeah, you're right, he is from the area, and I literally forgot that. So that could be a very good reason why he got a singles match against Rey Mysterio. But then again, the incident that happened in the ring may or may not have been legit to get them to this point anyway. So you got to think that if it was just like a one-off, an injury, and then now we're going to go with it, it probably had nothing to do with where he's from. But probably helped that he's from there to get a singles match.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. WWE likes doing that, man. They like giving matches to people like in their hometowns and stuff, so... So that's cool. A lot of good reversals in this match, too. Yep. Like, there's a nice big sequence where they're doing a bunch of reversals and the submissions, and there was pins, too, I think, was there in there? I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, there was a lot. Yep, there was... well, it's Rey Mysterio, right? I mean, that's kind of what he does. He's sneaking out of moves, and that's... The legitimacy of Rey Mysterio as a wrestler is because of his elusiveness and his ability to get out of situations. Because otherwise, he's always going to be undersized and overpowered by everyone, unless he's not quicker. So
he's wiry. He's very wiry. My other favorite part of the actual physicality of the match was that wheelbarrow suplex that Cody hits on Rey, too, where he, you know, just whips him back. I don't know. I always loved that move, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a perfect reversal to Ray, because Ray likes to do the jump on you with his legs, anything, you know, yep. So you just grab him, throw him back. But, you know, what else is in this match?
The basic of the match there, 619 on, Ray tries to get a 619, it gets caught by Cody. The 619 gets a pop, too. I mean, as soon as he hits the ropes like he's going to get it, the crowd comes up for it right away. But then Cody catches him and hits that big slingshot, just throttles him on the ropes. I thought that was cool. It's around this point where the knee brace gets taken off, right?
Yes, he goes right after that, he goes and removes Rey Mysterio's knee brace so that it can't bash his face anymore. He can't use it as a weapon, which I agree.
That's how Cody's nose got broken. Right. And that's where you get heel Cole going crazy with the knee brace as a weapon and how he shouldn't be wearing it and all this shit.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts. Hated it. Fucking hated it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's irritating. But
big moonsault.
Big moonsault. He ends up taking off Cody Rhodes' mask, then his protective mask.
And puts it on.
Yeah, first he tries to 619 him without it. Or he does successfully 619 him without the mask. And then he puts it on and goes and gives him a giant diving headbutt with it on.
I thought that was going to be the finish of the match, honestly. Yeah. I thought he might pin him.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
He didn't?
Like, I thought that... No, I thought that was the legitimate end of the match. A little more back and forth where Cody gets to the outside of the ring, and that's where the knee brace is. Ha ha, wink wink. Ray goes for a dive through the ropes, and Cody nails him with the knee brace.
Yeah, it looks like he laid into him, which is good, but the knee brace flew into the ring, which was less than ideal.
I know. I think the referee was distracted, right, because he was throwing the face mask out of the ring.
Correct.
Right, which led to Cody getting the knee brace and slapping and hitting Ray as he's coming down on top of him. We get in the ring. Cody hits Crossroads, a beautiful Crossroads, and a great finisher, by the way.
Yeah.
And Cody Rhodes pins Rey Mysterio at 11:58.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes
a heel win.
Yep, a heel win early in the match. Makes a ton of sense. I mean, I was like, yeah, I would be surprised if it went the other way, I think, because this was Cody getting revenge, but also...
He's the heel, though.
Yeah, but he's the up-and-comer. Ray's the establishment. I mean, he's building Cody to the future. Don't you think?
I'm with you. I don't think it's out of the realm of, like, how the hell did they... Why did Cody win? I don't know, man.
Well...
Usually you don't have a heel winning in those circumstances, generally. And it's WrestleMania. So, like, a lot of times there's more fan service than not. But you can't just have every babyface win every match. I get it. That's stupid. That defeats the whole purpose of professional wrestling. But, I don't know. Maybe I was a little surprised that Cody won, because I didn't remember who won the match when we got it, so I loved that Ray, or I loved that Cody won, I don't know.
I think you can think of it this way, too. If you think about a lot of feuds, early on in the feud, the heel will get the one-up, where eventually the babyface will get his, will give it to him back, eventually. Well, yeah. They hadn't really had a match yet, right? They had the injury, and then the time off, and then they were back, so that's why I'm not surprised the heel wins here. Because if this would have had been going on since Survivor Series, Ray's for sure going to win.
You're right. If this is the first contest, because it gets prolonged after this too, and you know Ray's eventually going to get his, you know,
yeah,
he'll end up on top, which he does. So like these guys keep going for at least another month, because at Extreme Rules they have a False Count Anywhere match, and Ray does win that one. See? And I think that pretty much ends their feud. I don't know where Ray goes on after that, but this is when Cody Rhodes starts with the. Paper bags that you mentioned earlier, which I always thought then and now was bloody brilliant.
Yeah,
like he's ugly because he's got the mask on, so he can't have anybody around him looking good. He's got to make everybody ugly too, so he gives paper bags to people in the audience. And what's great is people in the audience would put them on.
They loved it. Yeah, it's great. I would have put it on. I think anybody
me
would.
Me too. You get on camera, for one, you can't see your face because it's in a paper bag, but shit, man, it's pretty fun. Like, hey, man, Cody Rhodes just gave me a paper bag. I'm throwing that shit on. It's got the eyes cut out and everything. Like, it's pretty tight.
You could also take it as an opportunity to, like, throw it back at him and,
you know. Crumble it up in a ball and get back at him, yeah.
But I'm not sure anybody did that, you know, I think.
I don't either. I'm sure somebody did somewhere, but I just don't remember it. I remember more people actually wearing the damn things.
Yeah, me too. And
it's pretty great.
And loving it.
This is, by the way, this is what you're going
to
say.
I was going to say, I noticed what Cody Rhodes was wearing, and I'm sure it's by design, and I think it goes into his dashing ways was his, he looked like he's wearing underwear and socks. Right? Did you look closely? Yeah. His trunks have like a ring on top, even like they're a pair of underwear. And he doesn't wear knee pads, and his boots come up about halfway like some long socks. He looks like an underwear model.
Yep, the underwear, or the tights he always wore, because he wears pretty small tights anyway. But they always have, you know, the line where it's got like the flap in the front and everything? Yep, it's always be a different color. So they looked like underwear.
Yeah,
it's pretty, that's a nice little. Cody Smart, man. I mean, the guy runs AEW practically. Like, he ain't the bankroll, but he pretty much runs it. Like, and that says something. When you get a guy that can leave WWF and start your own damn promotion less than 3 years or 4 years later, like, it says something about your acumen, your creative mind. I'm just, you know, that's just the tights, another thing. I mean, even the paper bag thing. Like, not showing your face. Like, I want to, maybe I'm wrong, but I want to believe that's all Cody coming up with that stuff. Cody's, I like him a lot.
There was a chant going for a few months there that went, Cody's mustache.
Cody's mustache.
Got a mustache over, you know what I mean? Like,
just a mustache. Yeah, just and a mustache. He had a t-shirt. He had a t-shirt. It said Cody, but it was in the mustache. That's all it was. Yep. I wish I'd have bought it.
Yeah, me too.
Probably out there somewhere on eBay. Not especially now with your stash, yeah. Just really quick, this is Cody's second WrestleMania match, too, by the way. He had he's only 1-5 ever in WrestleMania history, by the way. So this is his one win.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and this is Rey Mysterio's 7th WrestleMania. His first was WrestleMania 19. He did miss 2, one because of injury, and one because there is nothing going on with him. But this is his 7th Mania, and he's still around. He had a WrestleMania match last year.
Yep, and he might have one this year.
He'll probably have one in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Honestly, yep.
Yeah, well, great.
Rate it. Your turn. You go first.
Okay, great. I want to rate it. So this felt like a match that could have been on SmackDown. It's a 2 HBK match. Maybe 1.5. Maybe let's go 1.5. 1.5 HBK. It's fine. It's 13 minutes, but it also easily could have been on SmackDown. So
I do not disagree with anything you said there. However, I like it because of the story going into it, and at least it was a 2-month build on something. You know, it wasn't thrown together with that Kirk Dusty stuff. At least it was something, you know, that Ray, you know, he's blaming Ray for missing the Rumble and Elimination Chamber because he was supposed to be in the Chamber match too. Like, Ray screwed him out. So there's a story. I'm going to go 2.5. I also like that Cody won. You know, that helped me a little bit in the, as we're here sitting here kind of talking about it, I was originally going to go 2. I'm bumping it up 0.5 HBK. I'm going 2.5. Right in the middle. Not great, not bad. You never have to watch it. You won't miss anything. But if you're a wrestling fan, you probably should, just because it's pretty sweet to see these dudes have a solid, nice match for 12 minutes. 2.5.
Yeah, it's totally fine. But when it's over, it's you're just moving on. I don't know. It's 1.5.
Yeah.
I said 2 originally, so you know my 1.5 is leaning 2. But it's, man, it's a 1.5.
My 2.5. My 2.5 also leans more 2 than 3. I guess, okay, if I'm meltering it up, I'm going to go 2.25, but I don't do that shit.
There you go.
Hey, we got to pick one for next time. We're going to pick between 0 and 358. We take 0 as our minimum because if we get 0, we get to pick whatever the hell we want from a WrestleMania, whether it's a match, a segment, an interview, America the Beautiful, fucking whatever, man. All right, between 0 and 358, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
37.
It's old. This is Ricky Steamboat versus Greg Valentine from WrestleMania 4. It's another tournament match.
Look, I mean, we have to watch them all eventually, but like, it's such a piece of shit match.
Well, we got to do it, so.
We'll do it. It feels like a bummer to me because there's like, it's a tournament match. You know, we just had one of these, but we got to get through them.
Yeah.
If we get through it now, we don't have to worry about it down the road. Plus, these are two awesome dudes, man. You said it was Hammer and Dragon.
Hammer and Dragon. Yeah, I mean, it's.
And I don't think we've had matches from either of these guys yet.
We talked about Greg Valentine. We had him and Honky against Hearts at WrestleMania
5. So that's cool though. This is good. This is heel. This is heel. Fuck it. We're going to watch it. Cool. All right. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, we'll watch it. We'll talk about it.
It'll be a nice quick one next time.
Sure will. Cool. Well, that's for next week. But this week, let me tell you something. Smoke and mirrors aside.
The smoke and mirrors.
Cody Rhodes. You totally proved who you are this week. You proved that, without a shadow of a doubt, you can be victorious at WrestleMania once.
Once.
Right? So congratulations to you for winning this match, your singles match, you cheated, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Congratulations on winning. But, you know, at this time, I want to say that Rey Mysterio... You lost Rey Mysterio, so...
smoke and mirrors.
You're gonna have to be smoke and mirrored.
I was trying to figure a way to sing "You're Fired" while singing in that tone, but I can't think my voice can do it.
You're fired. Oh, let's smoke and you're fired.